Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter 1. The Supreme Lord is equal to everyone. Text number 33. Matri Shasreyo Vaschaityo Dantavakrascha Pandava Parshada Pravarau Vishnu Viprashapat Padachuto Matri Shasreyo Vaschaityo Dantavakrascha Pandava Parshada Pravarau Vishnu Viprashapat Padachuto Matri Shasriyo Vaschaityo Dantavakrascha Pandava Parshada Pravarau Vishnu Viprashapat Padachuto Matri Shasriyo. The son of the mother's side, the son of the mother's sister, Shishupal, Vaha, your Chaitya, King Shishupal, Dantavakra, Cha, and Pandava, O Pandava, Parshad Pravaro, two exalted attendants, Vishnu, of Vishnu, Vipra, by Brahmanas, Shapat, because of a curse, Pada, from their position in Vaikuntha, Chuta, fallen. Translation. Narada Muni continued, O best of the Pandavas, your two cousins, Shishupal and Dantavakra, the sons of your maternal aunt, were formerly associates of Lord Vishnu. But because they were cursed by Brahmanas, they fell from Vaikuntha to this material world. Please repeat. Narada Muni continued, O best of the Pandavas, your two cousins, Shishupal and Dantavakra, the sons of your maternal aunt, were formerly associates of Lord Vishnu. But because they were cursed by Brahmanas, they fell from Vaikuntha to this material world. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Shishupal and Dantavakra were not ordinary demons, but were formerly personal associates of Lord Vishnu. They apparently fell to this material world, but actually they came to assist the Supreme Personality of Godhead by nourishing His pastimes within this world. Om Jnanati Virantasya Jnananjana Shalokaya Chakshura Unamilitanga Yena Tasame Shri Gurave. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namare. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Matri Shastriyo Vaschaityo Tantavakrascha Pandava Parshada Pravaro Vishnu Viprashapat Padachuto Parshada Pravaro. So Srila Narada Muni is now explaining the reason that Shishupal attained liberation, whereas Bena went to hell for apparently the same reason. Both of them were very blasphemous against the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So how come one attained hell and one attained liberation? So in this presentation, Narada Muni has explained both the immediate cause and the remote cause. The immediate cause is that when somebody is focused on the personality of Godhead as a person, he gets a different result than a person who is simply blasphemous, so to speak, impersonally, without any deep involvement with the personality of Krishna. In other words, Krishna's personality is so special that any which way you become involved with him, it has a purifying effect. In fact, it has a liberating effect. So Vena did not have that benefit. He was simply being a demon, and he got the result of a demon. He went to hell. But Shishupal was entirely focused on the personality of Krishna, totally absorbed Krishna, 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 but in an unfavorable way. Nevertheless, because he was very conscious of Krishna, it had the liberating effect. It's a bit like approaching fire. You may approach fire, let's say, favorably, or you may approach fire unfavorably, but fire will burn. It will heat you, you will get warm, or you'll get burnt. So Krishna, just by approaching the personality of Krishna, a person becomes liberated. This is the immediate cause. Now Narada Muni is explaining the remote cause. In the remote cause, why is it that Shishupal was so intimately connected with Krishna in the first place. He is intimately connected because he is a Parshad, Pravaro, not just an associate of Krishna, but Pravaro, very exalted associate of Krishna, very intimate. Pravaro indicates like the best. Brahmana Pravaro, the best of Brahmanas. So this is Parshad Pravaro. So Jai and Vijay are deeply, intimately connected with Krishna. And so it is that even in the form of Shishupal, he is deeply, intimately connected with the Lord. So this answers a number of questions that we have. Why do things happen the way they do? Sometimes we think things happen which are contrary to our idea of justice. We see a person who is essentially a bad person, but he prospers. He enjoys all the advantages of life. And we ask ourselves, this cannot be right. Why did it happen? And generally we're a little bit focused on our own self, that I'm trying very hard, very sincerely, but I do not seem to enjoy any benefit from it. Why is that? Actually, these are good questions. One should ponder, one should consider these things. In one sense, the whole Bhagavad Gita begins because Arjuna is pondering, what is going on? Why is this whole battlefield all for a piece of land? So much imminent bloodshed. So this questioning nature, this introspection is very healthy. Yudhishthir Maharaj is displaying this in this question by asking about Vena on the one hand and Shishupal on the other hand. Now there's a little bit of a caution here. Sometimes we think my question itself is the answer, meaning that it isn't right, it should not be happening. That's a little different from the way Yudhishthir Maharaj's attitude. He is questioning it, but he is believing that there is an answer. There is a satisfactory answer. So he's having this faith in Narada Muni that you will be able to explain this anomaly, this contradiction satisfactorily. Shishi Gornitai, Shishi Krishna Balram, Shishi Radha Sham Sundar Lalita Vishakha Devi Ki Jai. So the role model to follow is the one of Yudhishthir Maharaj, which is that though doubts may come in our mind, we should have faith that the person I'm submitting my questions to is capable of allaying my doubts, answering them. He should have faith. He should not have the doubt that he cannot be answered, that there is no answer, that everything is wrong, then one goes in a different path. It does not have the benefit that is being given here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So Rupa Goswami explains this also, right? Goyam akhyati prichti bhungte bojayate jayate. One should have confidence that my question will be answered. This is a good way to have questions. To approach somebody, you have firm faith that first of all there is an answer. But this person, he knows how to explain it to me. He knows how to dispel my doubts, and so I can gain a better understanding. These doubts are correctly described by Lord Krishna as demons. They impede our Krishna consciousness. So we should not allow these doubts to fester, to grow in our heart. Otherwise one day they'll become offenses. And offenses are the precursor to downfall from spiritual life. So here's a nice example. You approach a wonderful, exalted, self-manifest pure devotee of Krishna. You surrender to him. You serve him. And you submit your questions. So when these doubts are removed, your Krishna consciousness becomes strengthened. Your realizations grow. You become very confident. Utsaha nischaya dhairya tat tat karma pravartana sanga tyagat sato vrite shadbir bhakti prasidyati. Your bhakti will become prasidyati. It will become established, solid. It will grow. It will not falter. It will become very strong. So strong that even at the time of death, you will not have doubts. You will not have any fear. And you will not be looking for something material to depend upon. And therefore you can do what Krishna says in the 18th chapter, Sarva Dharma Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam. This is only possible when you are free from doubts. Otherwise you cannot do it. You cannot do Sarva Dharma Parityaja because you will still hold on to something you believe may be able to give you relief, may be able to give you shelter. But actually nothing else other than Krishna can give you relief nor shelter. But that is not possible unless you have removed your doubts. So this is the nice display here, that Narada Muni is not, you know, trying to be creative and make some philosophy as he goes along. There are established truths that explain all the questions that arise in the mind of the living entity. There are answers. There are explanations. Everything is very consistent. It is not haphazard. Krishna is not partial. Krishna would have reciprocated with Vena had Vena been a little bit Krishna conscious. Had he a little bit understanding that God is a person. So actually the disease of the living entity is this impersonalism. Some or other we should revive our personalism. We suffer from impersonalism. Therefore we cannot have a personal understanding of Krishna. It's amazing to think how the Supreme Absolute Truth can be a person. How can he have dealings with us personally? Why would he choose to do this and not something else? Does it not limit him when he does one thing and not something else? Isn't he supposed to be doing everything? So all these are doubts. All these are our difficulties we have to overcome. But without doubting that there is an answer. Therefore we have to approach a bona fide spiritual master. A person who is a tattva darshi, who is not struggling with that doubt. Who is free from doubts, totally. Such a person you should put your doubts before. He can dispel them, he can remove them. And we need to do this, we need to remove our doubts. This is part of the process. Then your faith, which is komala shraddha, becomes very strong, which is very soft and pliable, and maybe broken, does not break. It's interesting, speaking of breaking, the word here is padachyuto, that the giant Vijay, Chuto, they fell down from their position, pada, in the spiritual world. Viprashapat, because of the curse of the four brahmanas, the four brahmacharis. So our faith does not fall down by having our doubts removed. That's how you establish yourself. Otherwise, material world is so designed that if you have doubts, she will bring them out. You'll be forced to confront them. And if you have not dealt with it properly, they will overwhelm you. And you'll fall down from your position of Krishna consciousness. You'll think it is right, but you'll think, but there's something else. And then you fall down. Vena was very confident of himself. He did not harbor any idea of God. He couldn't care less. He didn't want to know person, in person, this, that, anything. That's it. Ishwaroham aham bogi. Siddhoham. This is a demon. No relationship with Krishna. The person. So some or other we have to get to know Krishna, the person, the personality of Godhead. What is his personality like? You know, Srila Prabhupada was so, he felt this was so important that he wrote the Krishna book early on. He wanted people to know God. You cannot think of God if you don't know God, if you don't know what He looks like, what He does, how He interacts with His devotees. And this knowledge of Krishna, this knowing of Krishna, is the solution to our difficulties. Janma karma chame divyam. To know Krishna, to know his appearance, to know his activities, his reasons of why he does what he does, is what's liberating. That's the foundation of liberation. So Shishupal wasn't an exactly a favorable, submissive devotee of Krishna, but he was totally Krishna focused, totally unwavering focused on Krishna, unwavering. It is described from the moment of his birth, he was fully Krishna conscious, but inimically. But you have to understand, it was Krishna. Now, if you have contact with Krishna, it's not possible that you can remain unliberated. It's not possible. With Krishna, everything is pure. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam. He is the embodiment of Pavitram, purity. So you cannot come to Krishna without remaining impure. It's not possible. Our whole condition of material life is because of the distance from Krishna. We have to close that distance. Yoga. Yoga means to come close. Vyoga means to break. So this is the yoga, this is the connection, to revive. We are Krishna-less, and we have to become Krishna-focused. But ideally we should get Krishna-focused like Yudhishthira Maharaj. Go to an authority who will inspire us with confidence, understanding. Yes, yes, my time is not wasted by chanting Krishna's holy name. My time is not wasted if I come before Krishna's form and worship Him. My time is not wasted if I serve Him. It is time well spent. It is the best use of my time and my life and my breath, my resources. Otherwise we will always think, I could have been something out there. You will always think. And yes, you could have been something out there. Yes, you could. There are many people who are something out there. But it is all under the domain of the factor of time. You become a great person, but it is washed away in time. It is over. There is nothing left. It is pathetic, it is sad. It is a very sad situation of the living entity. But with Krishna, it is different. It is substantial, it is eternal. Neha bhikrama nashosti pratyavayonavit. Even a little bit does not go away. Not even death can take it away. This is why it reinforces the faith of a devotee. Ado shraddha tata sadhu sangata bhajana kriya. This is how it becomes nishtha, ruchi, bhava, prema. By this removal of doubts and speculations. There's an interesting thing that the demigods say in their prayers to Krishna while he's in the womb of Devaki. And they say, our Lord, your appearance removes all speculation of who is God and what is God. You remove all this. Here is God. They say, until your appearance, nobody knows. Everyone is speculating. He may be like this. He may be like that. With this maybes, you cannot develop love for God. You don't know Him. You are doubtful. Is he capable of delivering me? So Krishna's appearance is very necessary. Krishna's pastimes are very necessary. So this is what Srila Prabhupada says, that he's speaking about Jaya Vijaya. They came to assist the Supreme Personality of Godhead by nourishing his pastimes within this world. So this, the pastimes of Krishna, they nourish the devotee also. This canto, this skanda, is called Poshanam. Poshanam. It nourishes the devotion of the devotee. This katha, this discussion about the appearance of Lord Narasingadev is less about killing a demon and more about how the Lord nourishes the devotional and the devotion of his devotee. How he reciprocates. Shishupal, he also reciprocated with Shishupal. He was personally involved with Krishna. Krishna personally reciprocated. Laws of karma apply to people who are not involved with Krishna. This material world reciprocates with him. Either he goes to hell or he goes to heaven by his sinful or his pious activities. But when you become personally involved with Krishna, a different set of laws take over. But we want to cultivate favorable devotion, favorable focus on Krishna. And that is being shown by Yudhishthira Maharaj by approaching Narada Muni. Thank you very much for sitting here patiently in the cold. Do you have any questions or comments? Just one more time, the translation. Narada Muni continued, O best of the Pandavas, your two cousins, Shishupala and Dantavakra, the sons of your maternal aunt, were formerly associates of Lord Vishnu. But because they were cursed by Brahmanas, they fell from Vaikuntha to this material world. Oh. Take the...
In the point view of devotee, who is the superior, yoga or yoga?
I'm sorry, say it again.
In the point view of a devotee mind, who is the superior, yoga or yoga? Yoga Vidya Krishna or yoga Vidya Krishna?
If I'm not mistaken, you are referring to an intensity of rasa. Means lamba bhava. Am I right? And Sambhoga and Vipralamba. The point is this. To become intensely Krishna conscious. This is the point. And the way you become intensely Krishna conscious is not by hoping to be Viyoga from Krishna. You see, You will be misdirected if you say, I'm praying for Viyoga. Somebody has cheated you somewhere. The idea from your side is totally yoga. The Viyoga happens, the Vipralamba happens from Krishna's side, not from our side. Radharani is not saying, I'm looking forward to Krishna going away. That doesn't happen. She is always looking forward to Krishna. But Krishna sometimes does not manifest in his form. To increase that lalsa, the desire, the lolyam, the desire on the devotee to have it. So, in actual answer, superior is yoga. Don't do Viyoga. Viyoga is why we're suffering, why we're here. We thought, no, no, Krishna, you stay there. I'll take care of. This is our problem. So that's the answer. Yeah. Can you pass it forward here? That's a nice question, and it's a nice point to discuss, relevant to this also. First of all, mercy has to be understood from the point of view of the disciples' need. First, you see, whatever mercy may be, the mercy the disciple needs is the one that he needs. Right? So his mercy for him initially is to be dispelled of all doubts. This is the biggest mercy for a disciple. So that's why there are stages. There are stages you have to go through. And the beginning stage is to understand where I am situated. Just like, for example, what is the best mercy of a doctor for a patient? To first of all know what the patient is suffering from, and to give the medicine that's appropriate to that need. That's his mercy. That's what he needs. So the living entity initially, Oma Jnana Timirandasya, he's suffering from Timira Andasya. Unfathomable darkness. He is lost. He is confused. He is ignorant. This is our suffering. I'm Brahmanda Brahmite. I'm wandering around the universe totally in ignorance. So the biggest mercy of the spiritual master is to stop this ignorance. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun, to give him the eyes of knowledge. This knowledge as given by the spiritual master should not be belittled. This is what we need. With this knowledge we can begin the process of Krishna consciousness. A living entity, if his ignorance is not removed, he's still in a miserable condition. His ignorance must be removed. That's why it's the advice that the relationship between the spiritual master should not be friendly. It should be very respectful, awe and reverence. Because friendliness means, oh yeah, is that what you think? Oh, I think this. That's not how your ignorance... See, Yudhishthira Maharaj is not having friendly relationship with Narada Muni. He's very submissive and he's very humble. And he's admitting, I don't know. So you should not have a false relationship with the spiritual master. It should be very genuine. My dear spiritual master, I actually don't know. If you say, I already know, Prabhupada says in a conversation, why have you come to the spiritual master then, if you already know? You go because you don't know. So this is the mercy. Now I know there are many esoteric answers to this. But this is the most important one to the disciple. That his doubts, his confusion, his ignorance is removed. This is considered the supermost mercy upon him. that his ignorance is dispelled. And Sanatan Goswami displays this with his behavior with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who am I? Why am I suffering from these threefold miseries? Everyone calls me a pandit. And I think I'm a pandit. See, this is how it's being displayed for our benefit. If you have doubts, you should put them to a person who can remove them. That's his mercy. That's his love, compassion, whatever you want to call it. Once these doubts are removed, your path back to Godhead is secure. Is that all right? You're more than welcome to come back. Can you give it to Mataji? Actually, I don't discourage anybody who is not satisfied with the answer. You have a right if you say, well, I still didn't understand. Yes, Mataji.
Can you explain more about Dantavakra?
About Dantavakra, yeah. So Dantavakra and Shishupal were both inimical to Krishna intensely. There's not much explained about him, but it's enough in the context that they were very envious. So in the case of Dantavakra, Lord Balram delivered him in the chess match. Was he killed in the chess? No, that was Vidurat. Vidurat and... Right, Rukmi. But he wasn't killed. Oh, he was killed. Yes, he was killed by Krishna. Right. Because Krishna was promised to kill both of them, Jaya and Vijaya, three times. So unfortunately, I don't know too much about him. I'm trying to remember. Your mic.
He was a friend of Shishupal.
Yeah.
Friend of Shishupal, and he was angry with Krishna because Krishna killed Shishupal.
Yes. He, let me see, wait a second. Right, now I know. Shalya, when Shalya was killed, Shalva. When Shalva was killed, Dantavakra came. And he was a fast friend of Shalva also. And that's when Krishna killed him. So we know about the killing. It's not so much about his other activities.
Isn't Dantavakra disturbed? There was
last. Yeah. So you see, we have to know more about Krishna, basically. Yeah.
They will do Krishna katha. They will say, how to get Krishna? Krishna is not a good person like that. And they are very Krishna conscious.
They are having Krishna katha, right. One we don't want to follow. Right. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai Srila Prabhupada.